Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply, what's for dinner? What's for dinner? This is probably one of the most popular questions on the planet, as oftentimes we may say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. However, dinner is the most anticipated meal of the day. People prepare dinner and they may start early in the day just to make sure that the meal is perfect and it's right for the family that they're feeding, or if it's just them. And in business, my friends and neighbors, the question of what's for dinner says, what are you as a leader going to feed me? What are you as a leader going to provide for me? How am I going to grow under your direction and under your guidance? This what's for dinner question, my friends and neighbors, has far more to do than with food as we think of in the physical sense. It has something to do with that emotional and inspirational food that teams so desperately need. And those who know how to prepare an excellent dinner, as it were, are the ones that are going to excel and advance. Let's outline in our EAT acronym the three key elements of equipping those around you. Let's outline it, my friends and neighbors. That E reminds us of the importance of empowerment. Yes, my friends and neighbors, empowerment. See, this is simply the art of sharing your recipes. Have you ever gone to a restaurant or either dined at someone's home and really liked the food and asked the question, what's the recipe? Because you wanted to make the same dish when you got home. Now, unfortunately, somebody may have responded by not offering you or providing you with the recipe. It may be something that they kept secret and didn't want to share. But in business, my friends and neighbors, we must be willing to share the recipe. We must be willing to teach the individuals around us how to do what we do, because in order to build a great team, it requires replication, and replication requires empowerment. And yes, my friends and neighbors, when we're looking to empower those around us, we're looking to give them the recipe for success, the secrets that we've uncovered, the mysteries that we've been able to reveal. Those kinds of things are important to us. Now, you say, how do I empower those around me? How does that work? Let me give you three key elements. They all begin with T. First is transparency. Second is trust. Third is training. Yes, my friends and neighbors, transparency, trust, and training. These are the ways to empower those around us. Transparency means that I care enough to teach you what I know, to show you how I do, and to take you where I'm going. Yes, my friends and neighbors, transparency says that there are no secrets. The door is always open. We can communicate and connect. You got to trust someone to empower them, because you're believing that they can function exactly like you. Well, in order to trust them, you've got to be committed to training them. You know, when we first learned how to drive, most of us did not learn how to drive on our own. Our parents had to entrust us with the keys to the vehicle. Now, while we sat behind the wheel, they sat on the passenger side, guiding us in every aspect. They tell us when to slow down and when to change lanes and when to apply the turn signal, when to hit the brake and when to accelerate. They would give us all of these tips and pointers. They would allow us to sit in the driver's seat to drive their expensive automobile and allow us to learn while they train. That's the same way it is with empowerment, my friends. We've got to place someone else in the driver's seat while we're sitting over comfortably guiding them along the way. Who are you empowering? Who are you training? And how are they responding to that training is the key. The A in our EAT acronym reminds us of the importance of agreement. Yes, my friends and neighbors, agreement. different. You see, there are some foods that have an acquired taste and they don't immediately agree with us. There are some of us who've eaten foods in the past and they've turned our stomach the wrong way and didn't really do us well. Now, the food may have been good for us, but it didn't agree with us initially. Well, once we continued to eat it, we acquired a taste for it, and ultimately we began to agree with that food. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, for those who are looking to become great mentees, agreement is a must. And for those who are looking to empower and to inspire, agreement is also a must, because we've got to make sure that we can make our training palatable to the audience that we're communicating with. It can't be just we're going to shove this down your throat. We're going to say, no, we've got to be able to create an environment of agreement. What does that mean? It means, first of all, I've got to create an atmosphere of adjustment. You see, when my team sees me adjust, then they don't mind adjusting as well. When they understand my flexibility, they're willing to be more flexible as well. Have you ever been forced to eat something by your parents when you were little and they were trying their best to get you to understand that it was good for you? Maybe it was peas. For some, it was carrots. For others, it may have been broccoli. But sometimes what they did was they showed you that they could eat it all themselves and they would adjust to it. Obviously, my friends and neighbors, leadership is about applying principles that we don't always like, but at the same point, we've got to have adjustments and then we've got to have acceptance. Every method won't work for everybody the exact same way. We've got to accept that some are going to come a longer way than others. Some people eat faster than other people eat. I'm one that eats pretty fast. So if a person is trying to make it, don't force them to finish in a certain time. Be patient with them, my friends. Acceptance is a portion of excellent leadership. By the same token, that last element that we've got to apply is action as it relates to the agreement acronym. Action. We've got to actually do it. You ever see a kid look at the plate for a long time and they never pick up the spoon? They're afraid that they're not going to like the way that it tastes. And they look at it and they stare at it and they put their hand in their chin and they just say to themselves, I'm not going to try this. But action is encouraging your team to try. Action says, listen, my friends, we can all do it if we give it our best. The T in our EAT acronym reminds us of the importance of thankfulness. Yes, my friends, thankfulness. Remember, most of us eat and we give thanks for the meal and for the hands that prepare the meal. You see, thankfulness requires thoughtfulness. It's hard to be thankful when we're not thoughtful. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to think about those individuals on your team. Really think about them, the sacrifices they're making, the effort they're exhibiting, the way that they're trying, and the things that they're doing at your direction. The more thoughtful you become, the more thankful you become. You see, when we mix love and joy and hope and peace, the attitude that comes from that is an attitude of thankfulness. When was the last time you told those people on your team how thankful you were for them? You see, most of the time when we have a great dinner, the person preparing that dinner got us in their minds, right? Because they're preparing things that they believe we like to eat. If anyone makes your favorite meal, they're thinking about you, which means they're thankful for you. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to answer the question, what's for dinner? In fact, by outlining empowerment and agreement and thankfulness. We do that, my friends. We win every time. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.